Happy New Year. Good morning, 2015. It is the 1st of January, and it is... Oh, sorry about that. It is...
29 minutes and 44 seconds.
That does not help me,
you know? 29 minutes. Time remaining.
Sometimes on the recording screen, it's very hard for me with voiceover to check the time, so let's do this.
Welcome. Command, please.
Time.
The time is 8:20 a.m.
Yes, 8:20 a.m. And I am up because, how's this for dedication? I have a trainer. My trainer is coming at 10 and doing a workout. Yes, I'm doing my my workout. Only done one training session this week. Today's going to be the second. And even though I was awake for quite a bit of the night, partly because of all the New Year's Eve stuff, and partly because I just couldn't sleep, sorry, I'm just feeding Rosie. There you go, that's water. Let's go get you some food, girl. Gotten enough sleep and I'm tired and my voice is really low this morning. But it is January and it is 2015 and it is a new year, and so I'm trying to take it in a positive manner by feeding the dog and making coffee before anything else. So very excited guide dog who's going to be getting her breakfast. It sounds like this. Okay, Rosie, go sit. Go sit. Sit. Good girl, sit. Wait. Now, where's the little bowl? You like to move around.
The little bowl we got from Auntie Sultan.
Wait.
Happy New Year, Rosie.
He's like, yeah, yeah, Mom, feed me. She's eating from her small bowl, which we got from Sultan and Zara. Thank you, Sultan and Zara. Now, I'm going to wash my hand, my hands, my hand. How about two hands? Let's put you, well, I was going to put you all on the Keurig, but I'm going to use it in a minute. Yep, last night was fun talking to y'all on Twitter and doing the time zone stuff on Mint FM and, you know, welcoming the new year with different countries and stuff. And, at some point I thought I wasn't going to make it because I was so tired, but then I did make it, but I tried to also stay for the UK New Year's because we're 2 hours ahead here, but I just couldn't stay awake. So I apologize, UK friends. I love you all, but I couldn't stay awake to welcome the new year in the UK. So I do apologize for that. I did wake up at 7:30, so I didn't welcome the new year in the U.S. Eastern as well, but I did manage to say good, happy new year to those in Central Time. So, let's have some Keurig. Today, The trainer will be here. At some point, our house will get cleaned. Hopefully, she says. Okay, that is some strong coffee, which is what we need on New Year's Eve. And that's the plan so far. I can't really see past it. Not before I had my first cup of coffee. Well, probably my only cup of coffee, because I usually don't have more than one cup of coffee a day. Sometimes I might have two. But usually it's one cup of coffee in the morning, and then I switch to tea. Because there's nothing quite like tea, I'll tell you that now. Get some water here in the water dispenser. I think I have a job of emptying the dishwasher. That sounds like fun. Maybe I won't do it. Maybe the house elves will do it. What do you guys think? How likely is that? Okay, so let's get the water into the... Now, I love my Keurig, don't get me wrong. But I can't wait to get a Tassimo. Because... few reasons. First of all, the Keurig does have more variety and more flavors, and I like that about it. This machine is the cheapest Keurig machine. It's like a small, really basic one. And I do like it, but one thing about the Keurig that Tassimo does much better is the temperature. The Keurig really doesn't make your coffee really hot, or any of your drinks for that matter. I know there are the fancy Keurigs that have the temperature thing on them, but the only one that I came across was a touchscreen one. Thank you very much. And I just think the Tassimo does a nicer, like, I know the Tassimo has fewer drinks, but on the whole, I think they're actually nicer. They are also more expensive, which is a bit of a shit. I think maybe the machine is a bit cheaper, but the, well, I'm not sure how much are Tassimos for the most part, but Keurigs are not cheap machines, but I'll tell you. The thing is that you can't really get Keurig or any Keurig paraphernalia in Israel. It's just for the U.S. market. So we imported this one. And so if this something happens to it, there's nothing I can do here. There are a few others that are... I don't know how popular Tassimo is here in Israel, but the Dolce Gusto or Nescafe ones are quite popular here. The Lavazza ones are popular, but I don't know about Tassimo, but I like Tassimo. Every single drink that I've had from the Tassimo, from the chai latte to the coffee to the excuse me, to the hot chocolate, especially the Oreo flavored one, oh my gosh, that really is something. So, but it is true that the Keurig just doesn't make it hot enough. Sometimes I even have to nuke it if I've added too much. Well, I use soy milk, but if I added too much milk. Now with the Tassimo, you have the milk discs, so it kind of heats it up for you, which is nice. Come on, Mr. Keurig. I do like my Keurig, though. Don't get me wrong. We are all waiting with bated breath, Keurig. I'm sure this is riveting for you all, but I just thought I'd do a general, non-eventful boo, because lately all my boos have been just kind of like, either something has gone wrong and I had to vent, or I was depressed, and I mean, I still feel all those things, but I decided to do something totally different and totally simple. You know, where I'm not cooking and I'm not
venting and I'm not sad and I'm not happy. I'm just doing my normal things. So that, you know. There we go. Takes time. Tassimo kind of starts straight away pretty much, doesn't it? Keurig has to think about it. Smells good. Also, because this is such a cheap, basic model, I can take out the bottom tray, but I can't pull apart the other parts of the machine to clean them. So I usually run, you know, vinegar and then water through the machine, like once or twice a month, just to clean it. And I kind of brush the inside of it. I try to scrape off the, you know, sometimes it gets kind of, you know what I mean. Hardly anything in it. I've never seen a Keurig go so slow. I think I've jinxed it. Maybe it's time for. It hasn't been that long since they cleaned it, though. Playing ball. Oh, it's coming now. It's coming. Rosie. Oh. I've never heard that. Did you guys hear that? Kind of beeping thing? I think it's a mechanical thing more than a. It was just so weird. I think there's water still in there. There we go. Told ya. Do that lately a couple of times. I think this machine's on the way out. Please don't. Please, I can't afford a new coffee machine. But I also can't afford to be without one. Because it's, you know, risky to my immediate surroundings. Horrible to hear about some of the horrible things that happened last night, like the stampede in Shanghai. Really bad, bad crap. Don't think everyone else was safe. Hope you guys don't have a hangover. I certainly don't. Never had one in my life, never been drunk. I can't say I had a shot of Bailey's because I didn't. I had maybe half a shot of Bailey's. Lots of ice. That's me done. Yes, I am not a drinker. And it is true that I've never been drunk, never had hangover. Because after one drink or two drinks max, I'm done. And two drinks for me is like, whoa, you know, like, ooh, yeah. Usually I can't even finish. Usually I will get one drink and someone else will finish mine. And if I go to a bar, I always tell them to make it kind of weak. Yeah, I'm a wuss when it comes to alcohol. I'm not cool. I'm not cool. I can't drink my way through. Drinking contests. Sorry. finished. Disgusting as it sounds, I used to think so, believe me. But it doesn't. Sometimes when I have milk, it's not that I totally ever, never, 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 never drink milk anymore, but I don't, for the most part. I don't have milk in the house, but like regular milk. But I'll tell you, because I've basically gone vegan, it's nice, but apart from that, a lot of times, when I had milk first thing in the morning, it messed with my tummy. My tummy actually hurt. And it creates, you know, for singers, for us singers, it creates a lot of phlegm issues. And so that's why we're not supposed to have any dairy. And like if we have a performance or an important rehearsal, we should not have any dairy. And strictly speaking, it's not that all singers honor this, but it's not, it's recommended that we don't have any dairy in like the 24 to 48 hours before the performance. Something really weird happened to my altar yesterday. My altar is in the garden. For the first time ever, cats jumped on it and knocked things over. That's a sign for me that that altar is not energetically right, and they're, because cats are very energy perceptive, and usually they left the altar alone. Sometimes I would find a cat asleep on it. They'd be kind of gentle with it, because they can, like I say, they can sense it. But in the Celtic kind of belief, if a cat knocks your altar around, it means that you shouldn't use that altar. And that's what they're trying to tell you, because the energy on the altar is not right for you. So I have that joy ahead of me. And it's weird because I haven't been able to go near my altar for a while. Something scared me when I went out there. It's really weird. Anyway, I am rambling, but I just did want to say hello and a happy new year. And I hope that you all have a wonderful year. And we'll talk soon. Take care.
Pause recording. Button.